Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about whether you should have your truck wrapped or not have it wrapped. And that's the full vinyl wrapping on the truck to advertise your service and with the logo and all the bells and whistles. This episode of the Pool Guy Podcast Show is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/IM/pool to receive 20% off your first 6 months. So there are different degrees that you can go when you advertise your services. You can just go with a simple phone number on your tailgate or the window of your truck. You go up with magnetic signs on your doors, as long as your doors are actually metal. There's some newer trucks that don't have the metal doors, which is weird. And you can maybe have a local person do some kind of banner for your truck. But the full-on vehicle wrap, you've seen these, a lot of plumbers, electricians, and of course a lot of pool service guys, depending on your region, have their trucks wrapped with their logo, you know, some kind of fancy slogan or something on their truck that will get the attention of drivers that are passing by. So is this really effective? And the answer may be yes and no, depending on your area. If you're in an area where everyone has their truck wrapped, like some parts of Florida, areas in Texas, you know, it may not be as effective since everyone has it done. However, the cost of having it wrapped, you know, anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 is a really inexpensive form of advertising. If you look at the amount broken down by how many people actually will see your truck over the course of the year, some articles that I've read say it's like 4 cents per, you know, per sighting or per view by a potential client. So in that case, it's affordable, but will it bring you more clients? And that's debatable if it actually will increase the amount of calls you get for pool service or repairs. And again, you know, if you have your heart set on having your truck wrapped for your business, I don't see anything wrong with that. Just be aware that the effectiveness of the truck wrap varies region to region. I've had some guys tell me that they spent $3,000 to have their truck wrapped and didn't get any new customers from it. However, on the flip side of that, when you pull up to a service account and your truck is wrapped, you look very professional, you're wearing a uniform, and your truck has your logo, it looks really good, the customer is going to right away have more respect for your company in that regard. So landing a service account with a wrapped truck is probably effective, and it's one reason why you want to get it done, to make yourself look more professional. Even having a magnetic sign on your door or something with a logo will make you look more professional. You may not have to go with a full-blown wrap, because that is a big investment. Like I said, it's anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000, and maybe a little bit more in your region. And it's a big investment for, you know, what kind of return. You don't know until you do it and to see, you know, how noticed you get out there. I personally do notice the trucks that are wrapped out there, the plumbers in my area, electricians. Believe it or not, very few service trucks in my area are wrapped. In fact, I can go to my supplier and in the parking lot, none of them are wrapped. And when I'm driving around, I rarely see any trucks with the full-on wrap with the logo and with their business name on there. In fact, a lot of trucks in my area don't even have a phone number on their truck or a business name. And basically the reason for that is they're not soliciting for new accounts, obviously, because they don't have any kind of markings on their truck. I myself took my number off my truck about 3 years ago because I'm not actively looking for service and repairs. I don't have any signage on my truck anymore either for that reason. So I used to have a banner in my window that said Green Pool Cleanup, one-time filter service, one-time cleanups, and that got me a tremendous amount of work, with my phone number, because like I said, in my area, a lot of guys don't have even their number on their truck, and I was getting calls left and right when I was advertising for service a few years back. But that's your advantage if you're starting out for sure and you want to get your truck wrapped. You know, they also have some guidelines. If you use a professional company, they'll kind of work it with you so you don't overdo the wrap. I think the key to having a good vehicle wrap is to have a clear logo, a clear way to contact you, and not too much writing on there, because technically the person only has maybe 9 to 12 seconds to actually see the vehicle, whether you're on the freeway or if you're stopped at a light. There's not a lot of time for them to process a lot of information on your vehicle. So if you have a lot of stuff on your truck, for instance, you know, you're listing all the different repairs you do and all the different services you do, that may be overwhelming to a point where it kind of backfires on you. So typically, you want to just keep it simple, have your business name, your phone number, maybe a couple services that you do, and the area that you service is very important too, because you may be driving, they may not even be in your area, and it's a waste of time for them to even call you or contact you. So that's also important. Bottom line, you know, I think advertising in any form is definitely effective, whether you do online advertising or if you do any other kind of advertising. And your vehicle definitely is a advertising venue. So in the least, if you're not going to have your truck completely wrapped with the logo, definitely get some magnetic signs made that look professional with your logo. You can order a variety of different vinyls for your truck to put on the door or the tailgate. You can have a partial wrap done. You know, these different things are all pretty effective versus having a full vehicle wrap. The bottom line, having your vehicle wrapped is going to make you definitely look more professional, legitimate, and it's going to make when you do your bids a lot easier to present yourself as a professional pool service provider. So keep that in mind as a factor also. Don't discount the more professional aspect of it, the Landy account. Maybe 2 or 3 other guys that they call show up before or after you and their vehicle's not wrapped. Maybe their vehicle's not looking too good. And they'll remember your truck or van over your competitor. So that may just be one reason why you want to get it done anyway, regardless of how many actual hits you get on the vehicle wrap by people that see the truck driving around or parked somewhere. So I think, you know, if you're on the fence about having your vehicle wrapped, consider it for maybe not the most obvious reason, which is more hits as far as people seeing the truck, but as a more professional look, I think that may be worth considering it. This podcast is also brought to you by InuPools.com. InuPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts in 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have the parts delivered right to your door. And if you do pool service for a living and you're looking for more one-on-one help, definitely consider my coaching group at poolguycoaching.com. For $10 a month, you can text me in real time, and for $20 a month, you can call me. Plus, there's a lot of great group benefits there. There's a group chat, and you can definitely post this question in there. A lot of the guys have their vehicles wrapped in the group. Some don't, and I've heard different stories from different guys as far as how effective it is to have it wrapped. Again, if you need more help with your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.